Today's daf is Vachim daf Kuf Gimel, and we're at the Mishnah on the top of daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So we left a lot of rei on the table yesterday during daf Kuf Aleph and Kuf Bey. We had a little bit of an oasis in the desert, two-thirds of an Amud Haggadah to Gemara, and daf Kuf Bey is Amud Aleph. So Bezrat Hashem, during the course of the daf, we'll get back to some of that raid, but for now, another hardcore Zvachim Sugya. Zok the Mishnah. Kol shaloi zocha hamizbeach bivsara loi zochu koyhanim ba'oira. So we know that the oila was kulay kol. Stating that, if you ask the man on the street, he probably has a little bit of a misconception of what that means. People think that the korban oila was taken, put on the mizbeach, and completely burned. It all went HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not true. When we say that the oila was kulay kol, what it means is that all the meat, all the basar, all the flesh went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In contrast to other karbanos that were partially given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, achilas mizbeach, and partially eaten by either the kayhanim or the bailim, achilas adam, all the basar, the karban oila, was consumed on the marach of the mizbeach. Meaning all the flesh was served to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it doesn't mean that every aspect of the karban oila was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, the skin, the oir of the karban oila, was not put on the mizbeach. In fact, it's a mitzvah's hefshet, which means the kayhanim had a mitzvah to skin the karban oila before it was put on the mizbeach. What was done with the skin? It was given to the kayhanim. Additionally, the atzamos, the bones, these things all had value. You take the bone, you'd make tools, utensils out of it. These things were given to the kayhanim regardless. The Mishnah begins with halacha. That culture is achah mizbech b'vsara. If you have a carbon oila, says Rashi, that's posel lehakrava. A carbon oila that became posel before the zrika, meaning the zrika was never matter, the basar on the mizbeach. In such a case, just like the mizbeach is not getting the basar, the kayhanim are not going to get the arsh. And we learn from there, oila she also lish. So the words oilas ish are an excerpt of a pasuk in Vayikra Perek Zayin Pasuk Ches, which is going to be the topic of the entire daf. The pasuk says, Va'akoyin hamakriv es oilas ish. So it's a very wordy pasuk. The hakoyin hamakriv es oilas ish. A kohen that's bringing a carbon oila, but not just any carbon oila. Oilas ish, the oila of a man. Oir ha oila, the skin of the carbon oila. We already mentioned that it's a carbon oila. Asher hikriv, that the kohen was makriv. We know he was makriv. The pasuk says vakoyin hamakriv lo yia. The loch is it goes to the kohen. So again, a lot of words in this pasuk. The Gemara is going to darsh in every single syllable in this pasuk. But for now, the Mishnah begins with a very basic halacha. Oilas ish means oilish also ish. An oil that's kosher. It's olu lebailim l'shem chayva. The balak carbon has benefit from it. So a kosher oila that the bailim has benefit from it, there it's called oilas ish. Thus, the halacha is the oir lakoyin lo yia. But an oila that's posel, or shaloi zocha hamizbeach b'vzara, meaning it's not also the ish, such an oir does not go to the kehanim. What about a carbon oil that was brought shaloi lishma? Says the Mishnah, afal pishaloi also the bailim, even though it's not olu the bailim l'shem chayva. So based on the aforementioned drasha, you would have thought it's not oila also the ish. Halacha is that the kehanim shouldn't get the oir, stating that oir lekehanim. The kehanim do get there. The reason is because it's a kosher carbon. So although it's loy olu lebailim l'shem chayva, so on one level it's not oilish also leish, but it's also kosher, right? That's the dichotomy that you have in shaloy l'shma, with the exception of chatas and pesach. It's kosher v'loy olu lebailim l'shem chayva. So says the Mishnah, the fact that it's kosher, that's enough that halach should be oilu kiyam. Echad oilas ish, echad oilas oish. Even though it says in the pasuk oilas ish, it includes oilas ish. Oirisein l'kiyanim, oiris kachem kalim l'bayim. What about the oir of kachem kalim? So the Mishnah began discussing the oil of a carbon oil. The oir of a carbon oil, which is the makar in the Torah, that oir goes to the kayhanim. What about other karbanis? It says the Mishnah, if it's kachem kalim, it doesn't go to the kayhanim, it goes to the bailim. Oir is kachem kedoshim. If it's kachem kedoshim, other than an oila, such as a chatos and an osham, the kayhanim, the halach is, it's going to go to the kayhanim, kalvachim. And I know that me kalvachim, ma'am, my wishle zachob usar, zachob oira, madach a karban oila with the kayhanim don't get the basar, they get the oir. Kachem kedoshim, other kachem kedoshim, such as a chatos and an osham and a shalmi tzibur, shaloy zachob usaran, where the Shezachu b'vsarim, where the kayhanim get the basar, ain't it in sheyisku ba'ir, and certainly they're going to get the ayir. So says the Mishnah, that even though the pasuk only mentions the halacha of lo yiyeh regarding the ayir of a carbon by the carbon Ayla, kal v'chaymer from Ayla, I would know it by other kachi gedoshim as well. Then the Mishnah concludes, ein mizbeach yoichiach she'en le'yar b'chama. The way Rashi explains, and the Gemara is going to explain it as well, is that there would have been a havamina that there's a pircha on this kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Madach Ayla, that the kohanim don't get the basar, they get the ar. So chattis and an asham, where the kohanim do get the basar, certainly they should get the ar. Tainas the Gemara, mizbeach yoichiach. The mizbeach gets basar, and the mizbeach never gets ar. Says the Gemara, it's not a good pircha, she'en le'yar b'chal makim, because you never find anywhere that the mizbeach should get ar. Ar is not ro'i la'achilas mizbeach, as opposed to with regards to Adam, ar is ro'i la'adam. So as it relates to Adam, you would make the kal v'chaymer mizbeach techiach, and the fact that the mizbeach doesn't get ar, that doesn't mean anything. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, oy lasish. So again, when the pasuk describes the halacha that the kehanim get the karav and ar b'na, the or of a carbon oil, the pasuk says that koyin a makriv es oilas ish. So what does oilas ish mean? So the Mishnah darshan that it means oila she also ish, as opposed to an oila that's pasuk. Stating that, the Gemara brings two additional opinions in the following brayso. Oilas ish, pradlo oilas hektish. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, pradlo oilas geir. The Gemara explains, my pradlo oilas hektish. What does oilas hektish mean? And that's the exception to the rule, where there's no halacha that the ar goes to the kayhanim. Amr Rabbi Chibar Yosef, pradlo oila habamin ha-moistras. It's referring to a carbon oila that was bamin ha-moistras. And Rashi gives a few examples of this. But a classic example would be, we know that halacha is kol shebechata Mesa, Ba'asham Yira. Any time the halach is that if you have this carbon chatas, you have to kill the carbon chatas, the chamesh chatois hamesis, for example, the chatash mesu balea, etc. The halach is if you would have the equivalent thereof in a carbon asham, you would have to leave the asham to graze, wait until it gets a mum. What do you do when it gets a mum? You sell it. You take the money and you buy a carbon oila, and the oila was used for kitza mizbeach. Kitza mizbeach was an idea that the mizbeach, the marocha, was always supposed to be busy. You were never supposed to leave the mizbeach without any action. So what happens if there were no karbonos that were being brought? So there was a special fund that was used to buy karbonos oila. They were oilos that belonged to the tzibur, pashtis, as we'll see now in the Gemara. And those karbonos oila were brought when there was nothing going on in the mizbeach. So you have a karbon oila, but it didn't originate as a karbon oila. It started off as an asham. There was an asham that had a mum. We sold it. We took the money. Those proceeds go l'kitza mizbeach. It says, Rabbi Chir Bar Yosef, then when Rabbi Yehuda the Tana said, oilas ish pradla oilas hektish. What's an example of oilas hektish? He meant this karbon oila. The karbon oila that's being brought l'kitza mizbeach, it's known as the oila abomen amoistris, from this leftover money, this money that's being used specifically for this purpose. It belongs to Hektish, and because it belongs to Hektish, it's called Oilas Hektish, it's not called Oilas Ish. You don't have the halacha of Oilas Koyana. But the Gemara says, Hanich, the Mandama Moisris, with Nidvasi, but that's a good according to Mandama that says that anytime you have such a situation, you have a Moisir Oila, what do you do with it? You bring a carbon Sibor, meaning that Sibor benefits from it. If that's the case, we could look at the Bailam as being Hektish. Elo, the Mandama Moisris, and Nidvasi Achid, but there is a Manda Omar, Rashi says in Mesachtis Tamura, that holds that when you have a Moisir Asham, such as in the example we gave, it doesn't become a nidvas sibur, but rather it ends up going to the yachid that was mafresh to asham. So if Reuven was mafresh to asham, he can't bring it as an asham now, and the halacha is yira achi yistoyev, and now he sold it, he ends up bringing it as his own personal oila. If he brings it as a personal oila, then it is an oila sish. Rashi says there'll be a mitzvah nesich, mitzvah smicha, he'll have to pay for the nesachim, so it's not oila hektish. If it's not oila hektish, my yikul meimer. So the Gemara says, kidama rav. No, it works even according to that man the Amar, because rav said, ha oila oila rishayna. And the context over there is the carbon tamid, which was the first carbon that was brought. And it's based on a drasha, ha'oila, oila rishayna, that the first carbon that had to be brought was the oilas tamid, because it says ha'oila with the hey'ayidiyah. Ha'chanami, in this pasuk too, it says ha'oila, as we said before. We're going to darshan every syllable. Va'koyin ha'makriv es oilas ish or ha'oila. What's ha'oila? Same drasha. Oila rishayna, in this case, rishayna doesn't mean the first carbon that was brought, but in this case, it means it has to be an original oila, as opposed to an asham that converted into an oila. So regardless, tainas the Gemara, when Rabbi Yehuda said, oilas ish, prad oilas hektish, what he meant was the oila habamin amoisris, that carbon oila, even though it's an oila, you're not going to have that locha, that oira, it's confusing, oila, with a lamed and oira with a resh. So that carbon oila's oira is not going to go to the kohen. Rabbi Yannai said a different shot. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said oila sech prat oila sechdesh prat lematvis oila by the gabayas? And this is a very interesting case, also discussed in Masechta Smura. So we're discussing a person that was mafresh a carbon oila. So he has an animal. This animal is going to be his carbon oila. Now he made it hektish again. This time he was matfis at lebed gabayis. He said, "I want this carbon oil to be kadosh k'tuchas bed gabayis." What's the difference between k'tuchas mizbeach and k'tuchas bed gabayis? K'tuchas mizbeach is a carbon. K'tuchas bed gabayis goes for bed gabayis, for maintenance. It goes for kesef, zod, nechayshes, tchelos, argaman, anything that was needed in the base of mikdash. That's what bed gabayis was for. So this person was maktish his animal, kachem his beach, it's a carbon oil, and now he was maktish it again. He was matfis this oil lebedek habayis. Says the Gemara, loy mi boy lemanam a kachem bedek habayis tafsi midei rice. That's pasha koin lemanam that holds that it's actually chal kedushas bedek habayis. So what does that mean? It means that it's a carbon oil, but the baal ha carbon oil is no longer the original owner, but rather it's bedek habayis. So in this case, it's pashit, being that it's chal kedushas bedek habayis midei rice. So it's not oil asish, it's oil asek. Shalafidu lemanam loy tafsi. Even according to Mandamah that it holds that it midday raisa, it's not chal k'tusha's bedek habayis. Hani mili basa. That's only the basa. Because being that the basa is already kachin his beach, it can't be chal on the basa kachin bedek habayis. Avalar to office. But the ar, being that it's not real kachin his beach, because it was never going to go on the mizbeach in the first place, so it could certainly be chal kachin bedek habayis. Being that it's chal kachin bedek habayis, it's oilas hektish. That's Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said oilas ish, prad lo oilas hektish. Bottom line is, oilas ish, prad lo oilas hektish, divi Rabbi Yehuda. That Meiram struggled. What exactly did the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi mean when he said Prat Oilas Hektish? And the Gemara Shtel Su, two rather complicated sugis in Masechtas Kachin, both of which are discussed in greater detail in Masechtas Tmura. The first one is he meant Prat Lo Oila Habam and Hamisarois. So a Moisar Asham that becomes an oila, that carbon oil is different. That oila doesn't have a din that oira. The second shot the Gemara said is referring to someone who had a carbon oil and then he was matfis the oil of the bedek habayis, where everybody holds that the ur definitely has in it now k'dushas bedek habayis. If the ur is k'dushas bedek habayis, it's not oil asish, it's oil asbim. Says the Gemara, b'chinam Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Ravua, prad lo oil abam amin amisaris. Rav Nachman said then Rabba Ravua, the first pshat that the Gemara brought, what Rav Chia Bar Yosef said, that what did the Tana Rav Yehuda mean when he said oil asish, prad lo oil asakdish, he meant prad lo oil abam amin amisaris. Some of the Rav Nachman said, he said, come on, Rabbi Yehuda, you're saying this to explain Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said, Oilas ish, prat loilas hektish. And Rabbi Chia bar Yosef, and now in this story, Rav Nachman said that he meant prat loil abamin amaisaris. So the Gemara says, you can't say that in Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to say it in another Tana, maybe. But in Rabbi Yehuda, it's not an option. Because I know Rabbi Yehuda used to hold that halach is true, as we'll see. But he was chayzer from Tanya, went to the Braisa, Shisha Linadava. And the context over there is a Mishnah Mesechtis Shkol. So we go from Tmura to Shkol. Masechtas Shkolim, the Mishnah describes 13 shofros. Those were places that money used to be stored. So there were 13 shofros that the Gizbarim in the Beis HaMikdash used to store money. Every shofar had a purpose. There was something written on it. So these shofros were used for this. Those shofros were used for that. Six of them said the word Nedava on it. And what was used with all that money, it's a lot of money, it was used for all these oilos that were bamin amisaris. And in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda's talking, as we'll see, Rabbi Yehuda explains some of the halachos, a kitzur shulchan aruch of oila bamin amisaris. He says, you should know, FYI, the kohanim were not zoichen in the ur of these oila bamin amisaris. How could you say that? If that's the case, you'd be mevatel a drasha from Yehoyada HaKoyen. Interesting. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Zeh Medrash Dorash, Yehoyada HaKoyen. It says in the pasuk, Osham Hu, Oshoim, Osham Lashem. And then the next pasuk talks about how the carbon asham doesn't go lashem, but rather part of it, like other carbonas, belong to the kohanim. So Yehoyada HaKoyen was bothered with this pasuk because on the one hand, it's mashma that the asham goes lashem. And then again, it's mashma we know an asham partially goes to the kohanim. See, dashim the svas kol shabam mishum chatos umishum asham. It's referring to not an ordinary asham. It's referring to an asham that's bamishum chatos kol shabam mishum chat. Referring to an asham that converted into an oil. Meaning, it started off as a chatos, or it started off as an asham. Like in our previous gemara, there was an asham. Now it's a meisar asham. So now you end up with an oil. What kind of oil? Oil abam and amoisaris. So what do you do with it? You lokach by oilos habas. And part of it is Lashem. That's that pasuk Asham Hu Asham Asham Lashem. And the other pasuk that says Kechatos Ka Asham Teirachas. That's referring to the Ur. Bottom line is that you see in the Oyla Habam and Amisaris, which is the way Yehoyada Hakoyin Darshan, this pasuk. Part of it goes LaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Basar, and part of it goes to LaKayhanim. That is the Ur. So again, what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda himself was forced to be chayzer based on what Nechemya and what Rabbi Shimon told him, and that is that Oyla Abam and Amisaris is Oyla Kayan. Meaning it's true, said Rav Hamnuna to Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Yehuda had originally said that Shisha Linidvas, Linidav, there were six shofrois of the 13 mentioned Masech Tishkolim, whose purpose was the Nadava. And what does Nadava mean? Oyla Abam and Amisaris. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Shlayu Kehanim Zakam Ba'ir. It meant that Kehanim didn't get the Ur. So based on what Rabbi Yehuda originally said, you could explain that when Rabbi Yehuda said, Oyla Sish, Pratla Oyla Sakhtish, he meant Pratla Oyla Abam and Amisaris. The problem is Rabbi Nechemiah, and some say Rabbi Shimon, fregged up Rabbi Yehuda from this drasha of Yoyada Kayin. And the punchline of the drasha was that by Oyla Abam and Amisaris, the basar goes Lashem, but the oira does go to the kayanim. So you can't tell me that that's what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said Prat Lehektish. So the Gemara says, Amalei Elamar B'mai Moikum. Unless Rabbi Nachman told Rabbi Hamnuna, if I'm wrong, meaning if my pshat and Rabbi Yehuda is not the real pshat, it's not what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said Prat Lehektish. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean? Amalei Michmir Lov B'maktish Nechasim. I have a third pshat. Ukid Rabbi Yeshua. The time we lived in the Mishnah, had Maktish Nechasim. Somebody was Maktish. All was Nechasim. He said all my possessions should be Hektish. V'hoyu behem behemois haruuyois legabi mizbeach. And he had behemois that were ready to go on the mizbeach. Scharim unikevois. Being that the oil was always the zachar, so take the zacharim, sell it, and the money you should use to buy oilos. Nikevas. What about the nikevas? You machru, sell them. You should buy with the carbon shlamim. And take the money and use it for bedekabais. Rabbi Yeshua says that you don't have to sell the animals, but rather if there are zacharim, no reason to not just take the schar and bring them as oilas. Now, in the kevas, you mach the tzarchi shlomim. In the kevas themselves, you sell the tzarchi shlomim for someone that needs a shlomim. V'yabi b'dmein oilas. And you take the money and you buy oilas with it. Okay, we don't need that for right now. What we now is v'shar nechasim yiplu lebedek abayis. And all the other money is going to go lebedek abayis. Meaning, Rabbi Shua said a chiddush. Rabbi Shua said if someone's makdish is nechasim, you don't assume that everything needs to be use lebedek abayis or be sold and now take the money and figure out what to do with the money. If there's a zachar animal in his herd of animals, you can use the actual animal as a carbon oil. That was Rabbi Yeshua's chiddush, that you can use the animal as a carbon oil. Stating that only what's roi to go on the mizbeach is going to be used as kachim mizbeach. Whatever's not roi to go on the mizbeach is going to be used the kachim bedek abayis. So said Rav Hamnuna, I feel the Rabbi Yeshua the Amma Adam Chaylo Kikdesha, even Rabbi Yeshua that said that some of the money is going to go to the bedek abayis, some of the money is going to go to the mizbeach. Hani mili basar, but what part of it is kachim mizbeach? The part that's roi to go on the mizbeach, such as the basar, aval or, but as it relates to the or, toughest, it's certainly going to be bedek abayis. Oh, so you want an example of or, of a carbon oila that oil shall hektish, thus it's excluded from the miyat oilas ish, prat oilas hektish. It means this case, where someone was matfis, he was makdish all his nechasin, what's right to go in the mizbeach, zacharin get ketushas oila, everything else is ketushas bedek abayis, the basar of the zachar is going to be an oila, as opposed to the ar, which is going to be kaddish, ketushas bedek abayis. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda was the second opinion in the Braisa. He said, oilas ish, not prat oilas hektish, but rather prat oilas. Why should a ger be excluded from oivas ish? What, a ger is not an ish? We mean a ger that died, who has no yarshim, right? Is there possible for there to be a yid that has no yarshim? Says the Gemara, yeah, a ger. A ger who's kikotin shanayladami. So if he dies, he has no yarshim. If he had a carbon oila, his oila is not considered the oila of an ish, because there really is no bialim, and that, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, is what the Torah meant when it said oilas ish, prat oilas gerim exil. So either way, we had a braisa that discussed a detail in the halachos of carbon oila, specifically the idea of oira l'koyhanim. It says in the Torah, oilas ish. The Mishnah said, what does oilas ish mean? It means oila she'also ish. So if you have a posel oila, an oila that was posel b'shas zrika, Rashi says, the zrika was never matter the basar to the mizbeach, such a carbon oilas or doesn't go l'koyhanim. In the price, we saw two additional pshatim. Rabbi Yehuda said, prat oilas hektish, and three rather intricate biurim from the Amoraim, exactly what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said prat oilas hektish. Rabbi Yehuda said prat oilas ger, which is pashit ger shemes below yarsh. Before we go weiter and continue along this theme, I think it's kedai to just go back to one aura from the end of yesterday's daf. So in yesterday's daf, the Gemara discussed halachis regarding a tful yoyim. First halach in the perek is that a tful yoyim is not allowed to eat kachin. And the Gemara says that Rav said, Haidina Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Gomirna. The following halacha that I'm about to tell you, I heard from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Omar Bebeis HaKise. And he said this halacha while he was in the Beis HaKise. And he went on to describe this drama of the Tful Yoyim, who walks into the Beis HaMikdash and he wants to be Chilek in the Kachim. First he tries to get the Mincha, then the Chatas, then the Shlomim, then maybe the Bechar, Paruch Rabachai, and this. The response that the Tahar Kohen gives him, and then eventually the Tful Yoyim goes out, Kulos v'chamuros b'roshay, the Oinon on his right, the Mechusi Kippurim on his left. Bottom line is, the Tful Yoyim ends up not getting any kachin. But the Gemara concludes with an obvious question. How in the world was Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon allowed to learn in a Beis HaKise? You're allowed to learn Torah anywhere, chutz mi merchatz umi Beis HaKise, besides for an merchatz and a Beis HaKise. Says the Gemara, Rashi says, what does it mean? He couldn't control his thoughts. So he was so involved in his learning that he couldn't control his thoughts. And being that he couldn't control his thoughts, Pasha Pshan of the Gemara is he didn't have to control his thoughts. Meaning, it's okay. There is a concept, as we'll see in Halacha, that a person is so immersed in learning that he can't control himself. Such a person can learn. Meaning, when we say Asa Lahar B'Divrei Torah, means you're going to sit down with a Gemara, right? You're going to sit down. Okay, so I'm in the bathroom now. I have a few minutes. Let me be Mahar B'Divrei Torah. That's wrong. But to be in a state where you can't control yourself and to have to, I think they say the Rogachev Goyim, when he was in the bathroom, he would scream, he would make koilas. He was just trying to distract himself from thinking and learning. He couldn't stop himself from thinking and learning. So, Mi'ikr Hadin, I think that's what the Gemara is saying, you're not Mechuyev to do. Stating that, there's a Yerushalmi in Masechtas Brachos. The Yerushalmi is Perek Gimel. It's Halacha Dalet. Ma'u lahar be'beis achise. Is it okay to think and learning in a beis achise? Chizki Amar Mota. Chizki said yes. Rabbi Yossa Amar Asa. Rabbi Yossa said it's Asa. Amar Rabbi Zeira said, Kol savar koshi dahavili taman svirte. I'll read you the Prey Moshe. Im hayoli eze dover kosher lahavin. If I ever had a very difficult sugya that I was learning, something very, very hard, I would go to the Beis HaKise and I would be mahar in it, and that's where I would figure it out. So he says, all the real shveris svaras and shveris sugyas Rav Zeira said, that's where he was oymed amshat. I'm Rav Lazar Rav Shimon. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon added to that. He said, kol ahu svara kashya the tful yoyim. You know the difficult Gemara of Perek tful yoyim? Says the Mare Haponim here on the bottom of the Yerushalmi, he means the Gemara that we learned in the end of yesterday's daf. So Rav Shimon himself acknowledged that it was a hard Gemara. So he said, you know that hard Gemara? You know where I figured it out? Taman Severte. I figured it out in the bathroom. That's the rest of the story. Rav said he heard it from Rav Shimon when he was sitting in the Beis HaKise. So at first glance, when you walk away from the Yerushalmi, Masechtas Brachos, it sounds like the Yerushalmi is arguing with the Bavli. The Bavli says very, very clearly, also Lahara B'Divrei Torah. This is an exception to the rule for an oinus. Einus is someone that's so entrenched in learning, it's not possible. You're not mechuyev to do what the Rogachov Goyim used to do. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. But in the Yerushalmi, it sounds like it's too tzadik. Ma'u lahar b'veis achisei. Chizki yomar mutter. It's okay. Rabbi Yossi amar osa. And not just that, then the Gemara brings from Zeira, Zayin, Ayin, Yud Reish Aleph, Rav Zeira, right? Rav Loz, we'll get back to that. Rav Loz of Rav Shimon, and Yerushalmi used to Loz of Rav Shimon, that they used to think in learning sometimes. And not just that, it was actually it was a peaceful moment where they're able to be aiming on things that otherwise they were struggling with. Stating that, if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef is in Simin Pehei, the Beis Yosef says there's no machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And those two maises that the Gemara brings, Rav Zeira and Rav Loz of Rav Shimon, it's like what the Gemara said over here, was Lo'in Say Shani. The Gemara asked, how was Rav Loz of Rav Shimon allowed to do it? And what did the Gemara say? Lo'in Say Shani says the Beis Yosef, it's Pashit, that all the Yerushalmi means is there's a tzad heter where it's Lo'in Say. But if it's not Lo'in Say, it's Pashit, Yerushalmi agrees with the Bavli that it's going to be awesome. It's based on that. The Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, brings the Halacha Pesukah Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Kriyashma. It's in Simen Behes of Kotten Beis. The reason it's in Hilchas Kriyashma is because the Iker Halacha in Shas is brought down regarding Kriyashma, that a person is not allowed to relay Kriyashma if he's in a Makam of Tzoya, if he's in a Makam Amatonav. Says the Shulchan Aruch Halacha Beis, Afilu Laharib the Divrei Torah Aser Beveis Akise Beveis Amerchas. It's also to think in learning, even Beveis Akise Beveis Amerchas. Ube Makam Api Tinoifis, Ube Makam Cheyeshboi. It's interesting, if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, and I heard this years ago from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's okay, so if somebody's sitting in the bathroom, upashit the mutter adam lehisboine bebeis akise, begoidel sheflusa, he's allowed to think about how nidirig he is. V'shebesoifa yachzer kula elias ofa rima v'toileya v'ein no lehagaiva. So even though you're not allowed to think in learnings, you can't try to end for a kvegas kasha. But at the same time, if you want to work on your midos and work on sheflusa adam and realize that the terrible effects of gaiva, etc., those are things that you're allowed to do. But it's the next Mishnah Berurah that's interesting. So it says in Mishnah Berurah, so you're not allowed to think and learning. So what should you do? So Mishnah Berurah tells you what you could do. V'yachshev sham cheshbonos beisai, you could work out your finances. V'yitzayisav k'dei shelo yovel they hear it. I mean, Mishnah Berurah is giving you an idea, so you shouldn't come to your Mahar B'Devei Torah. U'b'Shabbos, when you're not allowed to work on your finances, Yachshei B'Vinyonim V'Tziyurim Noim. You should think of nice houses and nice pictures. Mishnah Berurah is giving you ideas. I remember Rabbi Reisman said, I mean, really, you need to give people ideas of what to think about. So he said at the time, today you would tell people to space out, right? Mishnah Berurah didn't know what it means to space out. But the bottom line is, it's interesting. You see, once upon a time, you know, the mind worked and, you know, just space out. It's not a hefgevelt. So Mishnah Berurah is giving you ideas of what it is that you should think about. But I'll just tell you two interesting ha'aras. The first ha'ara is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Dav Chof Ches Amad Aleph, Shol Tamidah Vas Reb Zeir. Tamid the master of Zeir, but Meir Achter Yomim. So the context over there is the Miyomais. You have a whole Amid Gemara with different Amiram said Miyomai. I always kept this mitzvah, and they were Zeicha Tarichas Yomim. We always speak out that in Kotzk they used to go over the people and they say would ask, "This is not Miyomai, right? A person had to have a Miyomai. He had to have a mitzvah, something that he had taken upon himself at a very young age, and this was his Miyomai. This was his Miyomai, his thing that he was very very nizer in." So they asked Reb Zeir, but Meir Achter Yomim. He told him like this: Miyomai lo hik. I never got angry in my house. I never walked in front of somebody that was more chashiv than me. I never thought in learning. It's a lot of miyomais. Bottom line is Reb Zeir gives a whole list of his miyomais, why he believed he was Eichat Arichas Yom. One of the things that Reb Zeir said was, and everyone asks the obvious question, that's a reason for Reb Zeir to be Zeichat Arichas Yom? It's something you're mechoyev to do. It's something you're obligated to do. So if it's something that you're obligated to do, why would that be a reason that he should be Zeicha Tarichas Yom? So Pasha, you could say, based on the Gemara that we just learned, that there is a Hechitimtza where it's okay. La'oin Tzai Shari. And maybe it's a Midas Chasidus not to rely on this La'oin Tzai. Like the Rogach of a guy would scream when he was in the Beis HaKisei. Such an idea. And that's what Reb Zeira said. That's what he was trying to do. But I saw the Chidah wrote a Pirush on the Sefer Chasidim. Magen Avraham quotes a Sefer Chasidim that says that if a person's in the Beis HaKisei and he's having Hirhurim of Arayas, or he's at least worried that it may bring the day Hirhurim Arayas, says the Sefer Chasidim, it's poshet that it's mutter for him to be Mahar of the Torah. So to be Marchakin from bad hirhurim, it's okay for him to be maharib of the very Torah. So the chidah and his pirush and sefer chesidim right there. You have the moisted Rav Kook sefer chesidim. They bring the pirush achidah. Says the chidah. Oh, if he's that's meyoshev. That's what Rav Zeira was trying to say, that he was never in a position where there was a chashash that maybe he would have to be maharib of the very Torah. Out this sefer chesidim to be mavriach bad hirhurim that he might have had. That's the first aura. That's true. The second aura that I saw is in the Pardes Yosef. The Pardes Yosef is in, it's in Parshas Vayikra. He brings something very interesting. I'll read it to you inside. That's how interesting it is. V'ro'isi oid ma'isa ha'goyin rabbi'oynes in balatum zatzal. Rabbi'oynes in Aibishetz. K'shoyi be'beis ha'kise, when he used to be in the Beis ha'kise, k'dei shaloi lahara b'divrei Torah, so he shouldn't be mahara b'divrei Torah, ha'yokoyra be'itoynen. He would read newspapers, not today's newspapers, I'm sure. Magide chadoshos umatza kosov, and he saw written inside these papers kishem vashlan basa v'cholov, that if you cook basa v'cholov, listen to this, umizavlan asadis, we spoke this that years ago, and you fertilize the field with the basa v'cholov, bezeh taruvos, from this taruvos soimchem haperos gedoyim. So Yonis and Ibishis is reading. This is like, right? New, some scientific, New England, whatever it was, right? And Rabbi Yonis and Ibishis comes across this new invention. That if you take basa v'cholov, you cook it, and then you fertilize the field with the basa v'cholov, what's going to grow is going to be spectacular. And Rabbi Yonis had an unbelievable einfah. You know, the Torah says, Lo yisavash l'div v'chalev eimai, three times. Two of the times, the Torah prefaces it with which mitzvah? Bikurim, Reishis Bikuri Admascha Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha Loisavash L'Gedim Achalev Imay. And I think Devin Ezra already asks the kasha. Reishis Bikurim, what is Ma'in Yishmita Itzal Arsinai? What does the mitzvah of Bikurim have to do with Loisavash L'Gedim Achalev Imay? So Rabbi Yonasan was in the Beis Hakisa. He read this and immediately had an eye. He said, "Gevaldik!" That's what the Torah is coming to say. That even though there's a mitzias, that if you take basa v'cholov and you cook it together and you plant your field, the peiros are going to come out gevaldik. So you would have had a havamin. Then maybe you should do it l'katchila, cook basa v'chalov, so that when you mekayim the mitzvah bikurim, you'll be able to mekayim it with beautiful peiros, with a pretty eitz hadar. Zok the Torah now, that even though there's a mitzvah of reishis bikuri ad mascha tavi beis Hashem lekecha, you're not let it cook basa v'chalov together. So he brings the Pardes Yosef. He felt terrible. Rabbi Yonasan did at shenichshol behira divrei Torah beis akise. He felt terrible that he was mahar divrei Torah beis akise. V'hisanem mem tanisim. See what a tzaddik was. He fasted 40 tanisim because of this one hearer that he had ba'onis. A pshat in a pasuk in the Torah. So then he has a whole arichas. Does the Pardes Yosef lachayru lama hayudoyig alze hakaimel on la unsa shayri kumay shamru bezvachim daf kuf beis amid beis. I mean, this was la unsa, right? This happened la unis. I mean, isn't this a classic example? The Gemara said la unsa shayri. The Gemara is even mashman that you can go like katchila and do it if you're a person that's so immersed. If there's an idea of la unsa shayri, what was the issue? I just had one ha'ara, and that is that we mentioned who is the one that said miyomai. It was Rab Zeira. So Rab Zeira said that he never thought of learning in his Mevoyis HaMetunafos. Rab Zeira was the one in the Yerushalmi Brachis that said, Kol sobar koshi dahavili tamon tzvirte. Every time I had a shvera sugya, I used to go to the Beis HaKisei, or at least I was oimed amshat in the Beis HaKisei. Rab Zeira and Rab Zeira. So I always thought they were the same person, right? Rab Zeira in Bavli is Rab Zeira in Yerushalmi. And now Rab Zeira is mentioned throughout Bavli, and Rab Zeira is mentioned throughout Yerushalmi. But if you know the rest of the story, you know that Rab Zeira lived in Bavli, lived in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Gemara in Megillah Davav, and it's a Gemara in the end of Mesachtes Ksuv. It's a Gemara in a bunch of places in Chas, right? Rab Zeira was the one that said, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkin. Rab Zeira was the one that fasted to forget Talmud Bavli. Went to Eretz Yisrael. So Rab Zeira split his time. He spent a lot of time in Bavli. Rab Zeira spent a lot of time in Eretz Yisrael. So it makes sense that Rav Zeira would be featured very prominently, hen b'Talmud Bavli, and hen b'Talmud Yishalmi. So I always thought they were the same person. If they're the same person, we have a kasha, right? Because here Rav Zeira said, Rav Zeira, it's on his top 10 list. Miyomai lo yirharti b'mavoyis ametunafis. And then the same Rav Zeira said just the opposite. Kol sabar kashi dahavili. Every time I had a shver kasha, I was aiming on in the Beis HaKisei. So I didn't really have time to look around, but let's do this together. That I have to say that there is Oy Zion. So, Zeira, Zayin, Ayin, Yud, Resh, Aleph, says the Seyda Adairis, Ulefa'amim, Rab Zeira, Veda, Yishon, Ki Rab Zeira Bebavli, Koira Oysa Bi Yerushalmi Zeira. V'imkein, Anim Esopik, says the Seyda Adairis, Zeira Haniska Bi Yerushalmi, Hu Rab Zeira Bebira, is it always Rab Zeira? Oy Ktsasan Hu Rab Zeira? V'ktsosan hu ze'ira, sheshmoy ze'ira, hanisker bebavoy. See, so says the Seyda Doiris, I know that for sure that some of the Rab Ze'iras in Yerushalmi is the Rab Ze'ira that we have in Bavli. It's spelled differently because of the different dialect, but I know for sure it's some of it is the same person. But there's also a Ze'ira that's mentioned in Bavli. So maybe some of the Ze'iras and the Rab Ze'iras that are mentioned in Yerushalmi are not Rab Ze'ira, but it's actually the Ze'ira that's also mentioned sometimes in Bavli. So he brings up Esh Yosef and Simon Kuf Chav Zayin. He has a lot of Mara Mekoymus. We can't go through all of this together. Ayin Shom. But interestingly enough, if it's the same person, which the Seyda Doiris is clearly entertaining, at the very least, the possibility, seems very reasonable, could we have a little bit of an Ari? Either way, we return to our regular program, which is the halachas of a carbon oila, specifically oila lekayhanim. Talk to Gemara, turn about another price. So oilas ish, ein liyelo oilas ish, oilas gerim, nashem alad minayim. How do you know that the oila of an ger, an ishur, and an eved, how do you know that those oilas also belong to the kayhanim, the ardas? Prat says the Gemara, tamaloy ma or ha oila riba. So again, the pasuk is extremely wordy. Va'koyin ha-makriv es oilas ish, and then it says oira oila. Oira oila is marba, not just ish, but even a ger, which we said is not an ish, ger shemez v'in le'yarshim, or noshim v'avodim. Imke ma'tam alayma oilas ish. Why did it say oilas ish? So this price, it says what the Mishnah said. Oila sha'olso le'ish. What it means is, an oila that's also le'ish. Prat le'nishka ta'chutz v'zman v'chutzim kaima. As opposed to a pasal oila. For example, the shchita was chutz v'zman v'chutzim kaima. In such a case, l'u kehanim zakam, but oira, the kehanim are not going to get there. Yochel, I would think shani marbish nishka ta'chutz v'zman. Maybe an oila that was nishka ta'chutz v'zman, also le'bailim. Maybe that should be like pigol, being that it's le'olu le'bailu l'shem chayva, maybe veer to the kayadim shouldn't get the or. Talmud lo'imar or ha'oilo mikol makay. Being that it says or ha'oilo, so on the one hand you have a riboy, the riboy is that being that it's kosher, like we spoke out in the Mishnah, even though it's le'olu le'bailu l'shem chayva, but the fact that it's kosher, that's enough that it should be or le'kayadim. Or ha'oilo. When it says in the pasuk or ha'oilo, in the yellow or ha'oilo, or is kosher kadosh minayim. Again, this is the same brisa. How do you know the or of other karbonis? Talmud lo'imar or ha'oilo asher hikrith. Again, an asher hikriv is extra because the pasuk already said va'koyin hamakriv es oilas ish. So why does it have to say or ha'oilo asher hikriv? It's coming to be marba. Other kachim is what yachashani marba av kachim kalim. I would think to be marba kachim kalim that the or of kachim kalim goes to the kayanim talmud loymer ma oilo kachim kadoshim av kol kachim kadoshim. So the bottom line is that it's not only an oilo, it's other kachim as well. How do you know that? Because it says asher hikriv. Maybe it should include kachim kalim. No, at the end of the day, it has to be doymer to oilo. The Torah wrote about the oilo. So just like the oilo is kachim kadoshim, so too it's only true for kachim kadoshim. Shmuel Rabbi Shmuel says oira oilo in liyalo ha'oilo oira kachim kadoshim minayim. Rabbi Shmuel said, how do I know the or of other kachim? So he didn't learn it from the pasuk, but rather he learned it from a kal v'chomer, like the Mishnah said. V'dinu ma oila shleiz zachu b'basar zachu b'ayru ma dech the oila. Where the kayanim don't get the basar, they get the ar. Kachik gedashim shezachu b'basarim. Other kachik gedashim where the kayanim do get the basar. Inu din shezachu b'ayru. Freitu mar mizbech. Why not learn from the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach always gets Basar and it never gets Ar. So the fact that you get Basar doesn't necessarily mean that you should get Ar, says the Gemara, what the Mishnah said. The Kehanim, for sure, you find this concept of them getting Ar. Like by the Oila, you see they get the Ar. By the Mizbeach, they never get the Ar. Being that the Mizbeach never gets the Ar, it's not a pircha from the fact that the Mizbeach gets Basar and doesn't get Ar. Therefore, you could dash in the Kal V'Chomer. Once you find this idea, that the Kehanim get the Or, and they get the Or by the Oila where they don't get the Basar. Certainly, Bashar Kachim, they're going to get it. Rabbi Yemi Rabbi says, Kol Atzmai Lo Yitzrachnu Elo Lo Or Ha Oila Bilvat. It's Pashit. It's Pashit that other Karbonos of Kachim Kadoshim, the Kehanim are going to get the Or. In fact, the reason the Torah said Or the Kehanim by the Oila is because it was only necessary to say it by the Oila. Because only by the Oila would I have not known what to do with the Or. Misvar. Why? Shebechol Makkim said, Rebbe, Ha'or Mahalach Acher HaBasar. The Or always goes with the Basar. Paraman Esrafim, Musirin HaNesrafim, Hein Va'irisayim Nesrafim, Mimayim. Chatas Va'ashim, Vizifche Shal Mitzibur, Matonu L'Kayin. Ratzu Mavshit, and if they want, they could skin it. Lo'i Ratzu Oichlanos, they could eat it with the skin. Al Gabi Yor. Kachim Kalum L'Bailin. Ratzu Mavshit, and Ratzu Oichlanos, Al Gabi Yor. But by the carbon oil, and Emma, by the Hivshit, there's a mitzvah of Hefshit. I don't know what to do with it. You don't put it on the Mizbeach. That's what the mitzvah of Hefshit is. And it's not attached to the R, because again, there's a mitzvah of Hefshit. So it's only over there. I would have thought that maybe the Kehanim shouldn't get the R. Talmud loy ma'or ha'oilo asher hikriv. That's why the Torah had to say, or ha'oilo asher hikriv. In other words, we have three pshatim. How exactly I know that by other
other karbanos, the R goes to the kohanim. By other kachay kadosh, by kachim kalim, it goes to the bailim. But how I know by other kachay kadosh, it goes to the kohanim. The first pshat, the Tanakam and the Brisa said, I learned it from Asher Hikriv. Asher Hikriv is actually in the pasuk, even though the ikur parish is by the oil, it's true for other karbanos as well. Rabbi Yishmael said, I know kalvachaymer. Madach oilo, that the kohen doesn't get the basar, he gets the R. Shar kachim with the kohanim get the basar, certainly they should get the R. And Rabbi said, I know misvara. Misvara. Why should I think that the R shouldn't be attached to the, it's always attached to the basar. The only reason the Torah had to say or the kohanim by the oila is by an oila is a mitzvah of hetshit. So kedai the chamina. Nah, I don't know what to do with the R. It's dafka there that we need it. Either way, on the theme of darshaning this pasuk, v'hakoyein hamakriv es oilas ish oira oila asher hikriv lakoyein, we conclude the pasuk and the Gemara is going to darshan now the last words, lo yiyah. What does lo yiyah mean? Prat l'tful yoyim v'oynein. A tful yoyim and an oynein, just like they don't get basar, that's the beginning of the parrot, they also don't get the ur. Sheyachol, ichvot gevot meinin, lo yisku bebasar shulachilo. They can't get the basar, because what do you do with the basar? You eat it. They're tamei. A tamei is not allowed to eat basar. Tumas mikdash v'kodosh, yisku be'ur, sheyne lachilo, but why shouldn't they get the ur? They're not going to eat it anyways. Tam leboyim lo yiyah, prat l'machus ha-kipurim, v'tful yoyim v'oynein. Says the Gemara. Of a Tanakama, Nami typically Medina. So the Gemara is going to go back now to the three Pshatim, specifically the first two, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yishmael, who argue how you know Shar Kotche Kadoshim's R goes to the Kehanim. According to the Tanakama, it was learned out from a Pasik, Asher Hikrit. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it was learned out from a Kalvachim. So first the Gemara questions the Tanakama. Why do you need a Pasik? Why can't you learn it from a Kalvachim? Typically Medina, so the Gemara, you could. But Milsa, that's the Kalvachim, it's not because of Lakra. Sometimes the Torah writes something that I know anyways, the Kalvachim. Rabbi Yishmael in the reverse, Rabbi Yishmael who learned it from a Kalvachim. Why did the Torah write Asher Hikriv? My Ovidly, what does he do with that? Prat l'tfol yoyim mechusik yipurim v'oynein. He uses it to tell me that a tfol yoyim mechusik purim v'oynein, being that they can't be makriv, they're excluded from Asher Hikriv. That's how you know they don't get to R. V'tebeg li miloyiyah. Didn't we just bring a braisa that learned it from lo yia? Why can't you learn it from there? Rabbi Shmuel the Tamei, Am Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Nema by the lo yia, Nema by Asham lo yia. It says lo yia by the oil, it says lo yia by the Asham. Ma'ala halon, just about the Asham, Atzmois of Mutarim. You're allowed to have Hanah from that Atzmois, Afkan by the oil, Atzmois of Mutarim. You're allowed to have Hanah from the Atzmois. So Rabbi Shmuel uses lo yia for the Gzeirah Shava to learn from Asham that the Atzmois of the carbon oil are like the Atzmois of the carbon Asham and they're Mutar Bahanan. The Gemara says Mufni. This Gzeirah Shava is Mufni. The e loy mufni ikel mifrach. Because if it's not mufni, meaning if the words loy yi are not extra, you have a pircha mal asham shekim sorry mutter. How could you learn oila from asham? Asham, maybe that's some is mutter because the bus is mutter. But by the oila with the bus is asham, maybe that's some is asher as well. Loy yi krayaseru, that's a krayaseru. But the point is, it has to be a krayaseru. If it's not a krayaseru, you don't have the gzeirah shava. Being that lo yiyah is needed for the gzeirah shava, Rabbi Shmuel l'tamei, he couldn't use lo yiyah now to tell me that a tful yoyim and an oinin and a mechusik kippurim can't benefit from the R. Therefore, he needed asher hikrit. How does he know shar kotchei kadoshim? He knows that from the kal v'chomer, whereas the Tanakama didn't hold of Rabbi Shmuel's gzeirah shava. If he didn't hold of Rabbi Shmuel's gzeirah shava, he uses lo yiyah to be memayit tful yoyim and oinin and a mechusik kippurim. What does he use Asher Hikriv for? Asher Hikriv is to tell me that Oyer L'Kayhanim is not only true by the carbon Oyla, but Oyer L'Kayhanim is going to be true B'Shar Kachim. Bottom line is, if somebody asks you, they used to skin the carbon Oyla. What did they do with the carbon Oyla? What did they do with the R? We know there's a mitzvah of Hefshed. What was done with the skin? Wasn't put on the Mizbeach. L'Kayhanim. And that's true for all Kachim Kedoshim. As it relates to Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kalim, the R doesn't go to the Kehanim, it goes to the Bailim. And we saw some interesting halachas. The Torah describes the Oila. It says Oilas Ish. We learn from there it has to be a kosher Oila, a non-kosher Oila. Any Oila with a bus is not going on the Mizbeach, the halachas, the R is not going to go to the Kehanim. Additionally, we're Mema'it, according to one man, the Amma, the Oila of Ager. We're Mema'it, the Oila of Hektish, different Shatim, what Oilas Hektish is. And that concludes the Daf, but a little bit more rain. So yesterday, again, we had an Amud of Agadah to Gemara, so we'll just go back and speak out one more ha'ara, and that is the Gemara had discussed that every time it says charoin af in the Torah, there's some sort of roshim. Shuv ben Karcha said the exception is when Hashem gets angry at Moshe for not immediately accepting the shlichus to go out and be the one to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. That's the only time there's no roshim. The Gemara asked the kasha, v'chol charoin af shebetayr never by roshim. The pasuk says Moshe left Paroi, v'yetzei mi'im Paroi, b'charoi af. He was really angry. And there's no roshim. So the Gemara says, no, you have to know the rest of the story. Amar Reish Lakish, such a viyatza. He slapped him in the face. Faith to Gemara. How can Reish Lakish say that he slapped him in the face? Reish Lakish himself is the one that said that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go to Pyre for the first time, he says you're going to find them by the Nile River. And what he meant to say was Melechu. So the Gemara says that it must be Reish Lakish isn't the one that said that. It's really Rabbi Yechon is the one that said that. And then the Gemara goes on and the Gemara says, a person has to have fear for the king. And the Gemara brought two psukim. Number one, the way Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Pare, and number two, the way Eliyahu treated Achav. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave respect to Pare, Eliyahu Hanavi gave respect to Achav, and you see from here, Rabbi Yana is memra, lo oilom tehe emos malchus alecha. Similarly, there's a Gemara Masechtas Brachas Daf Nun Ches, where the Gemara says Haroyim Melchei Yisrael, you're supposed to make a bracha. Shecholach Mikvoydei Liyreya. If somebody sees a Melech Umay Yisraelim, he also makes a bracha. Shecholach Mikvoydei Libriyosim. So there's a bracha that a person's supposed to see when he meets from the Malchei Umay Yisraelim. Of course, it's in line with this Gemara. Lo Olam Tei Emes Malchus Alech. Mashal speaks out in this Gemara that you see another chiddush in this Gemara. You see that it's not only true for a melech kosher; it's true even for a melech that's not kosher. And by the way, you see it's true for a non-Jewish king and for a Jewish king that's not a good guy. You see it regarding Paroi, who was a non-Jewish king; he was a melech Mitzrayim, he was a ben noyach, and you see it also regarding Achav. Achav was a yid; he's from the exceptions to the Yisrael she'ein lam chelik lo'olam haba. So you see that Eliyahu was mechaber Achav. So you see that tzaddikei oivah. Moshe Rabbeinu, Eliyahu Hanavi, they were mechabed melochim, despite the fact that they were Rishoyim. One was a non-Jew, the other one was Jewish, but clearly not behaving the way a Yid is supposed to behave. Regardless, there's an idea of lo'olam tehei emos malchus alecha. So what's the raid? Three chsam soif. The first one is in a tshuva, and it's in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Kuf Tzadik. Fascinating tshuva, like so many of the tshuvas chasam soifers. So somebody sent the chasam soifer the following shayla. This is taking place in Hungary. I don't have all the details, but apparently the Rosh HaMemshala, the Prime Minister of Hungary, at the time this tshuva was written in Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet, 1814. So Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet. So the Rosh HaMemshala of Hungary was going to be visiting the Yiddish Kreisen. And there was going to be a big Kabbalah's Panim for him, and they were going to make it in Shul. The Shaila was sent to the Chassam Sofer. They wanted to give him kavod. And one of the ways you're mechaber a king, certainly once upon a time, is the children would come, and there'd be a choir. They'd play music, and there'd be instruments. It'd be a beautiful event. Boys and girls, men and women. And what they wanted to do, the planning committee decided that the men are going to be Oz Yashir Moshe in the main part of the shul, and then the Ezra's Noshim, it's going to be Vatan Miriam, and the women are going to play as well. There's a Kalisha problem. And the question was, is it okay? Mipnei Kavod HaMelech, maybe they could be doiched this Kalisha issue, and they can have this ceremony take place to give Kavod to this king. So again, you have to, you possibly have to read it inside. Says the Chassam Sofer, Oymer Ani, B'tshuva Zoyis HaShelo, Im Omnom, it's granted, Michuyovim Anachnu Adas Yisrael, Lechois B'mitzvah Rabba G'dayla HaZoyis, Mitzvahs Koven HaMelech, B'yeser Se'es V'yeser Oiz Al Kol Ha'am. The premise of the Shaila is for sure true, meaning we have an obligation to give Kovid to the king, to give Kovid to this person. More so than all the other nations of the world. Why? Ashehim mitzvahs klolis sichlius v'nimusius lina kavod l'melech. Because number one, it's a mitzvah sichli, that you're supposed to be mechaber the king. Asheh b'mishpat yamet eretz, noisef aleinu, but in addition to that, mitzvah shmius b'teiraseinu akdoisha. It's not only a mitzvah sichlius, it's actually a mitzvah that chazal were megalotas. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzives Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalim al pari melech Mitzrayim linak by kavod. Hashem told Moshe, you have to give kavod to pari. Va'af im hu hirshia lasli simonu ra. Even though pari was a very, very bad king. Eliyahu Hanavi ran in front of Achav. Asher yo'ivra al kol ha'toira. Achav was someone that was over al kol ha'toira. Va'afilu hachi chayav lina by kavod gadol. Still, Eliyahu Hanavi and Moshe, they had an obligation to be mechabed these rishon kavod gadol. And the reason is, ki he mitzvahs shemiyas lo rak sichlias. This is a real mitzvah. Says the Chassam Sofer, and this is one of the punchlines of the tshuva. Va'oivra al zeh. If someone's over on this mitzvah and doesn't respect the king properly, hareyu etzleinu, to me, it's kemishu lo hiniach tefillin. It's as if he didn't put on tefillin. It's a regular mitzvah saseh deiraisa. I'd say you make a point. And if this is true for kings that are Rishonim, this is the second punchline. Certainly when it comes to our Kesar, this Kesar that was going to make this appearance, Asher Anachnu, the Harbe River Voice be Israel, tens of thousands of Jews, Chayim Betziloi, for who lahem lemogen umichsa umister, noisel meyad v'shem lahachzik mois teros medasa.
He gives us freedom of religion. He allows us to practice our religion without getting in our way, like so many other monsters have throughout the nations.
Ilu finu mole shir kayam, says the Chasam Sofer. Ul shoynenu rina kamoin galof, lo yispak lanu lahalolu l'shabchay ariba tovay savimanu. So the premise is 100% true. That's how much we owe it to this Kesar to give him the respect. Umize ha'ish, any person, asher yekal be'ein of mitzvah gdoyla azois, who's going to make light of this mitzvah gdoyla, umichoy kachiyov, lo hoisef oymetz b'chol minei hidur v'yoyfe, I'm sorry, we should, I agree with the planning board. We need to sit down and figure out how to be mechabed this person as much as possible. Because it's a mitzvah essay, deraisa, it's a mitzvah sichli, and it's a mitzvah that we know from Zvachim Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, from Psukim in Tanakh. And that would be true if he was a Rasha, like the Rasha was Medayik in our Gemara, from Paray and from Achav. Certainly a king like this that we owe so much to, Asher ilu finu mole shir kayam ul shaynenu rinu kamoin galav, lo yispak lonu lahalu ul shabche aribe toivoy savimanu. Stating that, says the Chasam Sofer, this idea to have men singing here and women singing there and to get involved in Kol Isha problems is a bad thing. Now, why would you think the Chasam Sofer would say it's bad? Because it's Kol Isha, so how could you budge? There's nothing you could do. And in fact, Chasam Sofer wrote a whole tshuva over here about Kol Isha. This is the halachic part of this tshuva. It's a Kol Isha tshuva. It's not what the Chasam Sofer says. The Chasam Sofer says, Oimrani, ki zehu kvoidai. I happen to think that you want to really give kavod to this Kesar. You know how you're going to give kavod? By making him a beautiful event, but everything is going to be alpi Das Yisrael. Everything is going to be oisgehalten al pi dalet chalkei Shulchan Aruch. And that will be the greatest covet you can give him. By showing him how great a king he is, that he allows us to honor our religion. Because if we would go now, says the Chasam Sofer, and we would be over on a sif in Shulchan Aruch, what would you in essence be telling this king? That I'm so afraid of you, and you don't allow us the freedom of religion the way we would like it, that if you're going to come and only boys are going to be singing, and there's not going to be any girls singing, or there's not going to be Kol Isha, then it's something you're going to be upset at. Just the opposite. What we're going to do is we're going to make you a beautiful party and we're going to give you the covenant of the world as is befitting you, the Chasam Sofer held. But at the same time, it's going to be oisgehalten al pi chukei Shulchan Aruch, and based on that, we're going to show you, this will be the greatest expression we can ever make to show you what a great king you are. Unbelievable. This is the Tshuva's Chasam Sofer. It's a Chayshem Mishmat Simin Kuf Tzadik. The second Chasam Sofer is also in the Tshuva's, and it's in Tshuva Kuf Nun Test. Now, we've spoken about Tshuva's Kuf Nun Test, and it's the end of the Tshuva that's well known, where the Chasam Sofer was asked by a Shoyl to come out publicly and say that you're not allowed to shave, and that's where he mentions the Ramam Ipano. We spoke to that in the end of Masechtas Makis. We're not going back there. But it's the beginning of the Tshuva that's relevant for this morning, and that is, it's really a hemshech to a previous tshuva, where apparently somebody told the Chasam Sofer that he heard that the Chasam Sofer issued a very controversial heter. There was a yid who was an ovel. He was toich shloishen, and the shoyl tells the Chasam Sofer, "I heard in your name that you allowed this yid to shave because he was going to be making an appearance in front of some minister. And you were matter this person to shave at a time where he's not allowed to shave. It was Teich Shloishin." And the Shoyl wanted the Chasam Sofer to explain what he believed was a very, very controversial psak. Says the Chasam Sofer, "Umasha Omar, this that you say, Shehitarti lehedyo le'estaper le'ovel b'teich shloishin, chalila le'markein." Chas v'shom, I never said that. And you should know, whoever told this to you didn't give over the information right. I'm going to tell you what really happened. Pliny Boilai, v'gila li'soide. Somebody came to me, he was megala soide, sheyesh le'edaber emaduchis. He has to speak to this official. V'm lo'yir upon him, and he feels that if he doesn't come looking his best, yafsi, if he has the amount of money that he was going to lose. I said to myself, I'll be matter, it's reluctantly, but I'll do it. But this is what I told. Hamtim ad yoim dal, wait until Wednesday. Wednesday was Rosh Chodesh anyway. And try to be a sandik. If you could wait until Rosh Chodesh and you could be a sandik, he said, even though you're within 30 days of your Avelos, but Yitzarif Leza Oid Beis Kulis, then I'm comfortable. Because number one, you're meeting a Duchis, and number two, you have the Kula of Mila, which is a kula in halacha, that a sandik maybe is more kula dig when it comes to these in yonim. And number two, it's Rosh Chodesh. And he brings a raya, does the chsam soifer, that for someone that's not nizer in the tzavar, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, it's actually more kula dig to shave on Rosh Chodesh than it is on a regular, every wine in the chsam soifer is margarisis tovis. So it says, and he brings, he has a mefurish a raya. But the bottom line is, it says, that's what I told him. I never said, go ahead and shave. Either way, the chsam soifer wrote a second tshuva to the same shayl. And in the second tshuva, he went into it a little bit deeper. And he said, why do I feel that it's okay to shave when you're appearing in front of a duchess, like Mehechetesi? So says the Chassam Sofer, it's really based on two premises. Number one, that you have to give kavod to a duchess. There's a chiyuv kavod. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah sichli. It's a mitzvah shmiyas based on the Gemara that we just learned. And he goes through, not the whole arichas like he spoke at it in Siman Kuf Tzadik, but he explains it to him and he says, you see that it's true even for a rasha. So the bottom line is, it's a regular mitzvah. This is not, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give him kavod. And if it's more bakovedik to appear in front of this person in that way, then it's something that you should do. And he says, the second premise is that shaving is an inyan of Meira Malchus. And he says, now I know that. I know that from Yosef HaTzadik, because by Yosef HaTzadik it says, Vayigalach, Vayichalach Sim Loisa. When they took him out of the Beis Asur, they took him out of the pit, and they brought him in front of Parai. And what was the Vayigalach, Rashi says, to give cover to the Melech? So you see that Giluach is an inyan of cover Melech. Bottom line is, the Chassam Sofer was matter an oval Toich Shloishim. Toich Shloishim to go ahead and to shave because he was appearing in front of a minister. But again, this is where these tshuvas can be misquoted, because if you look at this tshuva right here, tshuva kuf nun tes, it sounds like that was his heter. But really, you have to know the rest of the story, and that's tshuva kuf nun ches. The beginning of tshuva kuf nun tes says, tshuva sheinis lahanal. This is the second tshuva on the same topic, to the same shayl. In the previous tshuva, he already said that he wasn't being matarit solely on that. He was being mitzarefit to the fact that he was going to shave on Rosh Chodesh, and not just that, he was also going to be a sandik. So you have to find sandikais before you rely on this. But the bottom line is, this is the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. Again, but the Chassam Sofer is held la'olam te'emes malchus alecha, that is a mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah sichli, mitzvah shmi, to go ahead and to be mechaber. And the third Chassam Sofer is the Chassam Sofer ala Torah. And he says it in Teiras Moshe, and he says it in the Chassam Sofer ala Torah, and we'll end with this. And that is, vayigalach vayichalach sim loisav, says Rashi mitnei kovid malchus. Freik the hilgi Chassam Sofer, why did Rashi have to say that he shaved mitnei kovid malchus? First of all, isn't it obvious? And what's the emphasis? What's Rashi coming to say? Ma rotza bozeh v'chi loy hoyo loy legaleach b'yitziyase beisav. By the way, I know I'm going to get this comment. Chassam Sofer didn't necessarily mean shave. Maybe men take a haircut. So don't you know, the WhatsApp chat can quiet down before. Good. Says the Chassam Sofer. That's Pashit. V'yesh loy ma. The end of the tshuva he's discussing giluach zaken. But in the first part of the tshuva, he didn't necessarily mean take out your norelka. So says the Chassam Sofer. V'yesh loy ma. You know what the chiddush is? Because Chazal say it's a Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Yoram Beis. That when did Yosef leave the Beis Asurim? It was on Rosh Hashanah. And Yosef HaTzadik kept Kol HaTorah Kula. And being that he kept Kol HaTorah Kula, really he should not have been allowed to take a haircut on Rosh Hashanah. So how can it be by Yigalach? Zokt Rashi, he's coming to answer that kasha. You know what the Teretz is when they covered Malchus? Because covered Malchus says the Chassam Sofer is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it's a mitzvah sichli. Yosef HaTzadik was chayiv in the mitzvah of covered Malchus. Rosh Hashanah, Yosef HaTzadik wasn't chayiv in. And even though he kept Kol HaTorah Kula, he was in a mitzvah v'oisa. So on the one hand, he had the mitzvah of covered Malchus, for which he was a mitzvah v'oisa. On the other hand, he had the mitzvah of Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, for which he was in a mitzvah v'oisa. A mitzvah v'oisa is always going to be doicha, and in a mitzvah v'oisa, says the Heilige Chassam Sofer. That was the chiddush. Vayigalach, when they covered Malchus, Rashi's giving us a tremendous halacha here. What Rashi's coming to say is that covered Malchus is a mitzvah d'oraisa. How did Rashi know that? Tzvachim nafkuf beis. Chassam Sofer says we would have known without it anyways. It's a mitzvah sichli. But the bottom line is, covered Malchus is a mitzvah saseh, and there's a tremendous chiddush that Yosef HaTzadik was Vayigalach.